This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Congressman Doug Lamborn has tested negative for the coronavirus. The Republican got tested after the Denver Post reported at least two staffers in his D.C. office have the virus. Lamborn's office says a doctor originally advised him that he did not need to get a test, but his spokesperson said that he did so out of an abundance of caution. Lamborn's staff in Washington and El Paso County will continue to work remotely for now. Public comment is now open on Denver Water's Gross Reservoir Expansion Project proposal. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Denver Water submitted its permit application with Boulder County, and it's now in review. The project already has approval from federal officials, but ultimately, county officials have a say in the project moving forward. Gross Reservoir serves 1.5 million Front Range customers. Denver Water says the expansion, which will raise the height of the dam, is necessary to help meet future demand for drinking water. Some environmental groups want to see the project shut down, afraid it will hinder stream flows and harm fish and other wildlife. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's 85 degrees in the Denver metro. Lows tonight in Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs are about 50 degrees. The mountains have a low of about 40 degrees tonight. That's the central mountains around Vail. Tonight will just barely reach freezing temperatures in Craig. Gunnison is forecast to hit a low of 30 degrees tonight. This is CPR News.